look at the complete body of work in terms of yards, we're headed in the right direction. You know, sixth right now in the NFL. But when you look at the points, we're not headed in the right direction. We need to do things to be more consistent. And I think not hard for us to realize where we're not quite putting together the complete game or the complete series. When you look at all of the turnovers, at least the first couple games, some of the negative runs, we run the ball better recently, and then the penalties. So there's a level of consistency that I think if we can put all of it together, we really could put ourselves in a position to be a special offense. Right now we're moving the ball up and down the field, but we're not having to show for it. And then obviously that's something that we're aware of and we need to improve upon.
Has there been yet maybe a half or a quarter where you said that's what we're looking for?
Well, I think it's hard to reflect, you know, how it is as coaches. Mm-hmm. We're so zeroed in right now on Green Bay, and you have to reflect back upon earlier games in the season. But I think there are flashes. There are certain series, periods of time, like the point in every game where things were clicking. You know, we were executing, we were moving the football, we're converting on third down, and we're putting the ball in the end zone. And fortunately, there's been those ebb and flow where we've come up short. And that consistency is something that if we can put that together, and we see that out of practice, we see progress being made, and we see certainly the flashes out on the field on Sunday, or Monday, but we have to be consistent with it and not have those self-inflicted wounds.
Coach, Monday marked the first game you didn't have Shane and Rashad for a full game. How do you think the trio responded, and do you see any of them, particularly Paul Perkins, gaining a bigger role in this offense?
I think all three guys responded well in terms of what we tried to do offensively, and while Shane Vereen's a heck of a player and tough to replace, that running back by committee, if you will, in terms of what Orleans is able to do, he had some hard runs. You look at the touchdown run he had, it's one-on-one with the linebacker, and he just had a great desire, physicality. You look at the versatility that Bobby had, Randy, in terms of having some good runs himself as well as catching the football. And then Burt stepping in and making a huge play for us that had a chance to get us back into the ball game, and there were some execution from all three of those guys that we were excited about. That, you know, have the type of mental errors or mistakes. And so I think all three of those guys, as Rashad is continuing to progress and do some great things as well, hopefully be back for us, we'll have to be ready to be ready when called upon to help us out in all those phases. Not just first, second down, but third down in those situations as well.
And where's Paul Perkins on this pass block? Progression.
You know, he is definitely showing improvement in two areas. Technique, I think he's has a better feel for his pad level. Now, as soon as I mentioned that, everyone can point to the fact that the fourth down play, when you had the guy from Minnesota, 55, was able to come in. You know, that's a tough block for anybody. It certainly can be better, but his technique has improved. And more importantly, the awareness, knowing who to block. There's oftentimes it can be seems simple on the surface, but it can be complicated based upon the adjustments that the quarterback makes in terms of who to block, who to scan to, and you know, we're seeing improvement both in games as well as out practice with Paul.
Mike, as far as tight angles, there's a chance you might not have Larry now, so that would probably mean a bigger role for Jarrell Adams. What kind of development, the progress has he made since the summer?
Yeah, Jarrell has improved in many areas. He has a speed. There's a vertical threat component to him. We've seen you guys, when you get a chance, when you were able to watch all the practices before you had to find out. I think that was witnessed in terms of how he could stretch the field. And like all rookies, there's a learning curve, and they need the reps. He certainly got thrown into the fire Monday night, responded well, and we're giving him all the opportunities. So Larry not being able to practice, he got more reps, and called upon him. We're confident about him. There's a component that he adds that if I just really narrow down, there is a vertical speed component. Of course, he's a heck of a target, and he's a big man. So,
what about his blocking?
Well, I think all of the tight ends, when we ask them to do, whether it's in line or coming from the backfield, they first have to know who can block. And then it's, all right, well, are they having the right hat placement? Is there the right leverage? And so forth. And I think in both of those areas, I'm sure he did first say he's not where he wants to be or we want him to be, but he is headed in the right direction.
Mike, I know that you want to have Odell Beckham out on the field as much as possible. Do you believe that if he gets into a situation like he was Monday night where it looks like he's made his head out of the game a little bit, do you believe that sitting him at all would help him, would be a benefit?
I think Odell is a tremendous competitor. There's a fire, there's an energy that he brings, and he's been outstanding this week in his preparation, both in the meeting room and on the practice field. And I think what it boils down to is, in terms of defenders, you really have to ask yourself, you know, well, why are they trying to get his head? Why are they trying to rattle him? And if a guy is very confident, I'm talking about a defender, if he's confident, if he has complete belief in his own abilities, and if he's a true competitor, why does he want to try to hit the scales? Doesn't want Odell to be at his best. And so I think Odell has taken the approach, and I don't want to speak for him by any means, but we have had conversations which have been private conversations and need to remain private. But I'll tell you what, all of his coaches and his teammates, they support him, they believe in him, and we're excited to see what he does Sunday night.
How do you, I mean, obviously they're
on Monday.
Sorry. Obviously they're doing that because they have seen that they can knock him off his game. Yeah. How do you get him to not be knocked off his game?
It's about the motivation. The only reason a guy tries to get him off the game is because they're not confident enough in their abilities. They're afraid to match up against him at one-on-one, mano-a-mano, if you will. So if that's going to be the approach, hey, you can put that in the way you rank and say, you know what, obviously a guy's not courageous enough or brave enough or man enough, whatever you want to say, to go ahead and play it straight up. If they need those type of tricks, okay, then so be it. We're going to rise above that.
If it worked, shouldn't everything do that?
Well, you know what? It just comes down to the competitive spirit. Is a guy a true, because the whole, let's talk about the whole macho thing, what macho means, and I'm a tough guy and never respond, right? If I know the source of your motivation, it's because you're afraid of me, because you don't want to match up against me.
Mike, it seems like irritates you that there's this extra stuff and it's not just playing football. I mean, is that where all this is coming? That there is that added stuff and not just...
Well, no, I think what makes him a great player is the fire, is the energy, is the passion. And the level of work that the young man puts in is tremendous. And he is an outstanding football player. And I just think that as we move forward, you know, obviously there's been a whole lot of... been written and said about the whole situation and what's going on, and obviously nobody is thrilled with the fact that we're 2-2. Nobody likes the fact that we went down Monday night and lost a difficult game, and that creates frustration. It's ultimately, you know, what's causing it, how do we solve it, how do we get ourselves in a position where we can be happy and have happy plane rides or happy drives out of this parking lot and win. And that's really what it boils down to.
What do you think went wrong for Odell on Monday night? We got 3 for 23, that's a career level.
When you say wrong, are you talking about statistics or about penalties, or specifically what are you referring to?
I was leaving it open for you to open your interpretation.
My interpretation of that night was a lot of areas in which we could have done better, whether it is from a coaching standpoint, first and foremost, where we can have better plays for them to execute, from a player execution standpoint, whether it's better pass protection or better route running, from a overall how the game flows. And certainly there are games where calls go your way and officials, and calls don't go your way. We never ever speculate or comment upon that. So there's a wide variety. You pick your poison as far as exactly what went wrong.
Two more.
Regarding the Green Bay game, I think there was a report that Sam Shields might not be able to play this weekend. How does their defense change without him in the lineup?
Well, you know, they have used him in the past as a great player that he is to match up, per se. But they do a lot more schematically out of a two-high configuration. That's some of the things that we've seen quite a bit of that have been in games that are in the breakdown. And so, you know, what they end up ultimately doing is obviously something you prepare for and you build your plan around, but you also have to have some of the contingencies in place in case they want to do some of the things to try to take Odell away or take another receiver away or try to, you know, stop the run with an added defender. And so hard to say. I would figure, though, that if him not being in the game, we might anticipate seeing a little more two high type coverages.
Mike, how do you think Eli has been playing?
How do I think Eli's been playing? I think Eli has had his moments that a few plays he'd love to have back. I think he's had some very good production. I think that it's just like a microcosm of the entire offense. There's a level of overall consistency that we're just so close, as Coach McAdoo had mentioned, to really taking off. And it's just trying to do the things that are not going to be the quote-unquote self-inflicted wounds. I hate to use that. I know that you guys are going to say that's coach speak, but it is true in terms of the things that we do to hurt ourselves that trying to eliminate. But I think he's got a command of the offense. I think he's our leader, and he's got some great leadership qualities that are helping our offense, and excited about what he's going to do Sunday night as well.